Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah! All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. If you are a longtime listener, gosh, we certainly appreciate you guys. I would do anything for you, and you know that, including get you batting practice pass. Not all of you. Unless you're if you're a Welsh first-time listener, you can hit me up. We'll talk about Welsh Fryer. How about that kid's night last night? Holy smokes.
Pretty good game to go to.
Good game to go to. Good seats.
Have some nice seats.
I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindo, the executive producer. To my left is Benjamin Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And we are both wearing Army Green today. We have the same brand that we shop.
They don't own the color green. Who? Just because the Army, decided to wear it doesn't mean the rest of us can't wear a light green earth tone from time to time.
Tell our military that, and that goes out and serves our country.
We're not wearing camo. We're not wearing like logos of the military. We're just wearing a color that exists on the spectrum of colors.
That's true. That's true. What was I saying?
You were talking about Welsh Fryer.
Oh, Welsh Fryer. This kid. So we had Tom Purnell is his name. He is basically, here's what he is. He's a Welsh baseball fan, and I think he's one of three Welsh baseball fans that live in Wales, and he gets up early for games and stays up late for games and all that. He's a huge Padres fan, and the CEO of the Padres, Eric Grubner, hooked him up last night. He had the best seats in the house, the owner's box seats. I mean, they're right there on the on deck circle. I've gotten to sit there one time during the pandemic. They had the plexiglass in front. It was still amazing. And then we sat there for like a couple of innings one time, which was like the greatest. It's the greatest view you'll ever have. And you can hear in the dugout. So he got the whole game and he was sitting there. He had his Welsh flag. I mean, it was really special night for that kid.
I remember Jace Tingler staring at the back of my head because the manager's actually behind you when you're sitting in the seats.
I looked over one time when I was down there and Jace was before a game and he had his head in his hands, like contemplating, you know, that night's game. And I looked over and he saw me and gave me like a head nod. I gave him a head nod and I just looked away because I caught him in a reflective moment. But really nice night for Welsh last night, dude. I mean, had a really, really great time. And he'll be, I think he's going down for batting practice again tomorrow. So double batting practice. The kid really has announced his presence with authority here in America. And don't be surprised if he's running around the gas lamp here in about 3 years, because I think moving to San Diego is definitely on his Welsh bingo card. He wants to get here, and great night for him. Great night for the guys. He got to see the game on Monday, Labor Day, which was a phenomenal win. And then he got to see the game last night. if I'm him, man, I got to keep going back to the ballpark. Because every time he goes, something really magical happens. So, yeah.
That's true for a lot of people this season.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I hope the streak continues with your old pal Woods tonight as I'm going out this evening.
You know that expression, hey, it's a great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
No one ever says that about San Diego.
Never.
There's never a tourist who goes, oh, yeah, it was a great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Now everyone says, it's a great place to visit, and now I want to live there. That's what San Diego is.
Yeah, it just gets you, man. From the minute I landed here, I went, oh boy, this is...
Like Vegas, you can say, oh, it's a great place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there.
Sometimes not even a great place to visit.
Not always.
You know, not always, depending on how the trip goes. Arizona, oh man, we had fun out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Golf courses are nice, but I don't want to live here. Texas, where I'm from, no. No, no, no.
Neither.
Neither.
Is it even a nice place to visit?
Neither. We talk about what happened yesterday after the show?
No.
We haven't talked about it.
No, we haven't talked about
Should
it.
We?
Should we talk about it? I vote.
Do people care? What's your vote?
Yes, why not?
Well, because you know I'm about to drag you.
Yeah.
Right. You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything wrong.
No,
you didn't. I say fire away.
Fire away? We had a consultant meeting yesterday after the show. Now, this was a self-imposed consultant meeting for our how do we get better as a radio show, right? And this was it was my idea, go figure. And I
good guy, I liked it.
Great guy. Our old radio consultant, his name is Randy Lane. Hello, Paulie. Hello, Woodsy. That's how he talks. He's
fantastic.
Fantastic. So we're in there, and this is what he listened to a bunch of shows. He's got some notes for us, and I didn't know how long the meeting was. I've been in meetings with Randy that are 4 hours long. Now, he's doing this one on the arm, which means for free, so we didn't have to pay him. He just wanted to help because he's a great dude, and he really
likes... Does that really mean for free? I've never heard that expression
on the arm.
Before.
That's on the arm. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
He was in town recently.
Yeah, he was in town.
Listened to our show.
Randy's been a mentor to me forever, taught me pretty much everything I know about this business. And I just love the guy. I mean, he's not on staff or anything, but he said, I'll do that for you guys. I'll do an hour or so with you. So we get on, and we're learning, and Adam's in there, and he's given his, I'd say, what's more than 2 cents? He's given his 50 cents.
It's like 69 cents.
69 cents in that meeting.
$50 bill.
His $50 bill of cents.
He gave us his $50 bill.
Yeah, Adam was given his, and then Randy was kind of telling us, hey, this is what you could do better. What do you like? Blah, blah, blah. So we're talking about, issues and things like that. And boy, I looked over to my right at 1 hour on the nose. We went 10:15 and it was 11:15. And I looked over to my right and there's Ben and he starts doing the I've got a tea time fidget and he's pulling
his rock.
It's a rock and it started to go. And then at one point he even did but he stopped himself short of the actual clap sound. He went and like mimed it almost, and I went, all right, I guess we're wrapping it up now. And we did. What is your deal?
All right, I'm going to defend myself here. We had to pick a time in the schedule, and this was the time that worked best for both of you guys. I had already had golf scheduled, and I said, but I can make it work. It's going to be tight, but I can make it work. And I wanted to stay, and I was actually very excited about the session. And I do appreciate Randy doing that for us. And I thought it was very educational and informational. But I did have to get going, and I didn't really want to leave in the middle of it. So I was kind of hoping it would end organically after an hour. And I could tell, and don't deny this, Randy was ready for it to wrap up, too. He was at the stage of, do we have any final questions? And I was simply... And let's be honest.
Trying to move it along.
I was trying to cut off Adam before he started asking more questions. I really was like, I do not want to sit here for 10 more minutes while Adam asks 3 more questions while I have to leave. And Randy wants to leave, too. I think I was doing everybody a public service with just a tiny bit of impatience there at the end.
I would have stayed for 2 more hours.
I absolutely
would have. I know you would.
I was learning so much.
But Randy was done. Randy was, he had done his thing. He was ready to go. No, I saw his cues. I was watching closely for the cues.
So you're saying that you're really a student of
the
human condition?
I am the hero of this story, is what I'm saying.
You're a student of the human condition.
There should be a Ben at every office meeting and session and seminar who at 1 hour or whenever it's supposed to end does the old...
The clap.
All right.
All right.
Let's wrap this
wrap
up.
Wrap it up.
Someone needs to do that, because otherwise these things drag on forever.
I think
no one wants things that drag on forever. Someone needs to do the hand clap that really wraps it up and cuts off the rest of conversations.
I think it should resolve itself of its own momentum.
I'm going to end every show from now on with the, all right, 4 hours is done. We're not talking anymore. Annie and Elson are up next. Hand clap that cuts off all future conversation. It's a heroic move in my part.
I think the thing that bothered
heroic.
Me. I think
heroic.
The thing that bothered me.
Because I know I was going to get dragged.
Army green, call themselves a
waiting.
Hero.
I knew I was going to get dragged for it, and I was okay with it, because someone needs to do it.
You want a military meeting, discount later, too?
Every right. meeting. How much is it?
I think what bothered me was that I knew that he had a tea time. That was the tea time clap that got me. If you just had, you know, whatever, normal stuff. All right, whatever. But the fact that he's like, I got to go play golf. In my mind,
you get a two-shot penalty if you don't make your tee time on time.
What it says to me is, my golf is more important than our show. That's what it says to me. Now,
think of it that way.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that hour.
My mental health is good for the show.
That's true. That is also true.
And golf is something I do.
That's true. Our boss, Michael, says, let's meet today after the round table.
Michael?
No. No, I can't. I cannot. But no, yeah, it was, you know, just one of those quintessential Ben moments. That's our Ben. It didn't really bother me that much. We got a lot of good info out.
We got a lot of good info.
We did. But I saw.
Can't you tell how much better our show is today?
But
than
I saw
was yesterday?
The hand clap, and I think Ben saw me seeing him, and he's like, "If I make the sound, he's going to go through the roof
a little bit." Yeah.
So he did the. I wish I should have filmed it. Next time, Paulie, we got to remember to run tape and
we have
run
security footage in there.
And you listen to him. It's the thing that he does to me on the phone. Hello. Yep. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. All right. See you later. Jesus. Bye. And you hang up the phone. Like 4 seconds we were on the phone. I had 3 questions.
You're the one who stares daggers at work meetings when someone asks a question, right?
It's true, but you're my co-host. I call you on the phone. I want to have a nice, relaxing conversation. I don't want to be like, hey, Ben, are we going to do this tomorrow? Like, it's so frantic. He's sure. It's machine gun, rapid fire. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, all right, get off the phone. Like, whew, man.
It's genetic. I was talking about my dad earlier. There's no faster conversations than me and him.
He does.
Have you ever heard a conversation between two people who want the conversation to be over as fast as possible?
It's just a series of noises.
Less than 60
Morse
seconds
code.
Every single time. I don't think we've ever had a phone conversation that's gone a full minute.
Do you ever go to lunch with your dad?
No.
Never?
It'd be very fast.
You just sit there and eat. No one says anything. Just...
But we'd both be really happy and enjoyed it, and that would be it.
Is your dad that way with just you, or is he that way with everyone?
Oh, I think we're both that way kind of with everyone.
It is so good, man. So good. I love it. Well, you're a gem, and I'm glad you learned a lot. You're doing great, Ben. We learned that. Name check. Gotta name check more, Ben.
You're also a gem.
Great idea, Woods.
You're also a gem, and you're very entertaining. You've got lots of impressions and voices that you do.
Yours is my favorite, actually.
I don't have many at all.
Sure.
But I tried one in our Throwback Thursday clip. We will revisit Ben's impression. Not accent. We've done accents.
Yeah.
This is Ben's impression. Polly will cue
five
that up.
5 years ago today.
5 years ago today.
Oh, 5 years God. Ago. Get to that coming up next.
Ben in Spanish, if you were Spanish. Amazing.
I'd be good. They talk fast in Spanish. A lot of words. Very quickly.
So good.
It's coming up next after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking sports news while we were gone, before we get to our Throwback Thursday. This is not just big news here in San Diego, it is, but also nationally and internationally as well. In just the last couple of minutes, soccer superstar Alex Morgan of the San Diego Wave has announced her retirement from the sport.
Wow, damn.
Her final game will be this Sunday, September 8th at Snapdragon Stadium against North Carolina Courage. That's it.
That's it.
For Alex Morgan. Seems like it's out of the blue. Obviously, it's been a tough season for the Wave.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, a tough season for Alex Morgan, who has not scored a single goal. I really hope she gets one in the last game. She is scoreless this season for the Wave. But I had no idea that this was coming imminently. Obviously, she's at the end of what has been a fantastic soccer career, both domestically and internationally, gold medal winning.
Just two-time World Cup champion and gold medal winner. That's a hell of a career.
But we'll have more audio for you in the Rondo Report in our 9 o'clock hour of some of Alex's words. But she has made San Diego her home. She came to the Wave, embraced San Diego, started her foundation, has already done a ton for the community. And this is big news in the soccer world that just broke moments ago. Alex Morgan announcing her retirement from soccer. So her last game this Sunday, September 8th. All right.
Now, that's going to probably pull from our attendance at the Tier 1 baseball game, Paulie, do you think?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are
there to get good attendance.
What time's the Wave game?
But it's going to pull from our attendance.
I think it's at 5 o'clock.
Ben? See, you can catch both.
Our attendance.
Oh, you are hoping for a big crowd
at your
personal adult league baseball game.
Correct.
5 p.m. That's plenty of time to come catch a Tier 1 dub up in Escondido.
1 o'clock.
And then
straight on doubleheader.
Straight down to
doubleheader.
20 minutes down the 15, get you to Snapdragon.
It's also a Padres game at 1 o'clock on Sunday as well.
All right. Well, yeah. It's
going to be a hot one.
Congratulations.
It's going to be very tough to get to all three of those games.
Congratulations on a brilliant, brilliant career.
All right, Paulie, set the scene for us. So this was 5 years ago. So right at the start of another football season.
Yep.
What were we talking
ready
about?
Ready for kickoff, and we had only been here a couple of months. And all the title of this clip is Ben does a Woods impression. I don't know that I need to set it up any more than that.
I just did a Ben impression, so
I was literally driving in, listening to you, thinking, you know what would be fun to do?
We got, I think, some context there.
Some context there.
When we started here at 97.3, we were not 6 to 10. We were from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Yep.
I'd almost forgotten.
Old Elton John over here.
Yeah.
Showed up at 5:30 every day.
Again, I didn't get home from Channel 10 until after midnight. I did not fall asleep until 1.
Yes.
And getting up and getting here by 5 a.m. was just...
It's too much.
It's too much for me. So I pull in around 5:25 or so.
Yeah. We were here at 4. We started the show at 5. We did at least 2 segments before Ben ever
which was great.
Stepped in the studio.
I loved it.
You want to start showing up just for Potter's wrap-up?
I'd like to do it again.
So... That's why Ben was listening to our show while driving in.
Correct.
I was literally driving in, listening to you, thinking, you know what would be fun to do today?
What?
We can go division by division. And then Woods goes, you know what we don't do on this show is we don't go division by division and pick our NFL winners. And I'm good, but that's fun. I like doing that.
Yeah. Did you just do an imitation of me, by the way?
We don't do NFL division by division. We're different. I mean, we're not revolutionary or anything, but we don't go division by division and pick winners. We just don't do that here.
I mean, we have, and it's lame. It's lame. I'm trying to avoid...
It's the first day of the NFL season.
What if people don't care what
we think?
You want
to be on record? Yes, they do.
They don't.
Yes, they kind of do.
I stand by it. I mean, they don't care.
They shouldn't, but they do.
They don't care. Are we in agreement on this now? Finally? Do you finally believe?
Did you hear our NFL preview yesterday? Give me your Super Bowl champion. We literally took 14 seconds on our NFL season preview. We do have our first NFL threesome coming up. We're going to do that a little bit differently this year as well.
I like how he's
coming up at 9:20 this morning. So when I started, I didn't have it. But I thought in the second part of the clip, I kind of nailed it.
Oh, did you just do an imitation of me, by the way?
We don't do NFL division by division. We're different. I mean, we're not revolutionary or anything, but we don't go division by division and pick winners. We just don't do that here. I don't talk like this. We don't do that here.
Sounds identical.
You sound like
identical.
Like a 9 or 10 year old boy that thinks he's older.
Yes.
Like,
hey, Dad.
Can I borrow a razor? I got to shave this one hair off my face.
Hey, Dad. Let me get the remote. Dad, what's for dinner?
Hey, Dad. I can't find my deodorant. Did you steal it? Because I use deodorant.
Yeah, I have a deodorant.
By division, we're different. I mean, we're not revolutionary or anything, but we don't go division by division.
I mean, today is that day. If you want to do it.
We're not doing it.
I know.
We
you
have
know why
football
we're not
threesome.
Doing it?
JH619 says, I thought that was Woods, actually. That's exactly. I was nailed it. Nailed it.
I don't think you did.
Oh.
Corey says, well, the only reason we're here is because we care what you guys say. All right, fair enough.
Speaking of football season, it also means a whole new list of promos for our imaging director at the station to handle. That also happens to be Paul Reindel, not just the executive producer of this show, but he's also the imaging director for 97.3 The Fan. So all the great promos that you hear during our breaks, rejoins, coming back into segments, going into traffic, Paulie's responsible for putting all those together with the music and the different elements.
Jared Goff and the Lions host Matthew Stafford and the Rams on Sunday Night Football in a game that should feature tons of scoring. Our coverage begins Sunday following the Padres-Giants game. The NFL plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, that's our voice guy. What's his name? Do we know?
He's just voice guy. The voice of God.
He's our voice guy. He works in some studio somewhere, and Paulie sends him the scripts. Do you write the scripts, or does Adam write the scripts? How does
Adam
it work?
Usually writes them, and then he sends them over to me. The voice guy sends a file over to me, and sometimes he'll read the full script. Sometimes it's just a bunch of parts
pieces.
That I can save. You know, Sunday at 4:30. That's going to be used a ton.
Sure.
So I'll just save those, and then I have them to
his name is John Riley, Adam says. John Riley.
John Riley.
I wasn't going to blast it out there.
Oh, no. Now, all of a sudden, his anonymity has been exposed.
John C. Riley.
Will never be the same again.
And John's great. We've played some clips from him before. For whatever reason, it's kind of like how if you say something, Woods, it's not that funny. If Ben says the same exact thing, it's the funniest thing we've ever heard.
Correct.
When the voice of God, the station voice guy, is not talking necessarily in promo mode and he curses or
it's amazing.
Just,
it's funny.
He's a bit master.
Yeah,
he kills me
bits.
Every time.
Kills me every time.
And I'm getting it from all angles now because I got you guys who takes you 5 minutes to record a 30-second spot.
It's true.
When we have to record those after the show.
More Woods than me.
It's yeah, like, right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Three, two, one. Hey, it's Ben.
I've gotten much better.
Hey, it's Ben Hickman. Hey, it's Ben. All right, three, two, What? Like, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, read it.
Polly's rotting.
Just read it.
Polly's rotting in here on a Friday.
So I deal with you guys at least two or three times a week, and then I'm doing production all week because it's the NFL season. We got several games that you'll be hearing: Sunday night, Monday night football. And John has caught whatever bug you guys caught because listen to how hard it was for him to just read one. By the way, 15-second liner.
All right, here we go. Jared Goff and the Lions host Matthew Stafford and the Rams Sunday off. Jared Goff and the Lions host Matthew Stafford and the Rams on Sunday Night Football in a game that should feature two tons. What the f*** am I reading? Sorry. English would be good. English would be a good language to speak. Bear with me a second. Giants host Matthew Stafford and the Rams Sunday night. Wow. Jared Goff and the Lions host Matthew Stafford and the Rams on Sunday night football in a game that should feature tons of scoring. Our coverage. The NFL plays. Our coverage begins Sunday at 4:30. The NFL, nope. Could you tell I f***ed that up? Our coverage begins Sunday at 4:30. The NFL plays here on. Sorry about that. The NFL plays here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Good. He was scuffling.
Everyone, and Polly, I don't know if you can call it, everyone is dying to replay when Annie joined the station, and we had to get the last name.
Heilbrunn.
Annie
Heilbrunn.
Heilbrunn. He had a lot of trouble with that one.
He is fantastic. And I love that he does the bits and doesn't just send over it clean. Now, it sucks for Paulie, but at least we get to play it on the air.
We do.
The next day, which is always good.
And we will also get to hear one of his legendary flubs the intro to our next segment when Eno Saris joins us for the Smart Baseball segment, which is coming up next. And Paulie will, maybe later in the show, we'll have the
I got it ready, yeah.
Annie Heilbrunn as well. So stick around for that if everyone remembers it. They're asking for it. We will deliver a little bit later. But Eno is coming up next. Saris.
Son of a bitch.
He's going to join us next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Eno Saris was telling us that someday you may regularly see fastballs getting up to, 105, 110. Didn't know it was going to happen so fast, though. I'm going to ask him about Ben Joyce's extra velocity for the Los Angeles Angels coming up. Our Smart Baseball segment, Eno is standing by. Don't forget, we got the Eno open, too, right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Another flub from the great John Riley there on Eno's Open as we welcome him in the segment brought to you by 7 Mile Casino. Eno from The Athletic, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. It's just the Padres world, and we're all living in it.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. It's there's no shortage of exciting moments at Petco Park, you know.
Yeah, I kept thinking it'd be Jackson Money Merrill last night, and instead Fernando Tatis reannounces his presence.
Surprise!
Yeah, he's back.
And then surprise, my shirt came off in the celebration.
How did this happen again?
Were there base fans on the East Coast that woke up and go, oh, son of a bitch, he's back?
Yeah, he's back.
They got even better?
He hit the ball really hard a couple times before that last hit.
Scorched it.
So I kept feeling like, okay, he's starting to get back. You know, what you're seeing, I think, that's interesting with Tatis, and you saw it with Julio Rodriguez and a couple other guys, is not so much of a rehab stint in the minors. And just the idea maybe that, getting your timing back against inferior opponents in the minor leagues, you're still going to come up and still have an adjustment period in the major leagues when you get back up. Because everyone throws the ball harder and locates better. So why not just have that adjustment period in the major leagues? And the question is, is a rehab stint for an NFTs better than having as a part in the lineup? And, the answer is I think, a resounding yes.
You know, early in the game, the storyline was the return of Yu Darvish. And obviously, it didn't go completely smoothly. Command seemed to be a little off. But what, if you had a chance, saw about his stuff in the game yesterday, I thought he got 11 swing and miss. So, I mean, still seemed to have some of the classic Yu Darvish repertoire.
Yeah, I thought he looked all right. You know, getting the cobwebs off himself. You know, and I think it'll be okay. The thing that I see with him is, the command wasn't all the way back. You know, in terms of the stuff metrics, they're all there. He's got the great breaking balls. The fastball still performs really well, even though he doesn't use it as often. But he had what, you know, I have a number also we don't talk about as much called location plus, which is the, you know, count and pitch type adjusted the locations of the plate. And he had a really poor number there. So I think that's just, you know, getting back on the mound and getting, that's the sort of rust that you'll see with pitchers.
Talking to our pal, you know, Saris from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods this morning. And I want to get to your piece that you wrote. I'm fascinated with it about starting pitchers that have switched teams. But quickly, I wanted to ask you, I mean, unless you're a Dodgers broadcaster, you were pretty amazed by what Ben Joyce was able to do the other night. Fastest pitch in the StatCast era, 105.5, is pretty astounding to think about. I've watched him pitch. It's a marvel. I mean, it's just insane to watch the velocity that this kid has. And wasn't he throwing like 103 in college? So I don't know why everyone was...
No, he had 105 some plus in college, too. He had the record for the fastest pitch in Division I baseball.
It's just insane.
There's so many ways I can think about it. I mean, one, you know, people are like, why isn't the strikeout rate better? Well, because shape matters, and he has kind of more of a sinkerish shape on his fastball than a four-seam shape. You know, so that explains some of it. But he will never give up tons of homers. You know, you throw 106 with a sinker, you know, yes, you might give up some hits, but you're never going to go homers. Another thing I think of is people like to say, oh, well, we measure things differently, and guys used to throw as hard. And one thing I will say is that the maximum velocity where he's throwing 105.5, Chapman's been right there. Other people have been right there. We haven't blown – nobody's gotten a 106-plus, 106.0-plus, you know. Since the maximum hasn't changed since we've been doing it, I'm pretty sure that there were guys – back in the day, maybe a Nolan Ryan, maybe a Walter Johnson, maybe any of those guys. I bet you there were guys back in the day that threw 100 plus because the maximum hasn't changed that much. So yeah, there were guys. What we have seen, and I don't get how people can't see this, is the like fifth starter, you know, like the fifth reliever.
Yeah.
The guys that used to throw 85, 87. They all throw 93 to 95 now. And that's the price of admission in baseball now. And people say, oh, we measure things differently and this and that and the other. We have not changed anything about the technology or how we measure things since 2020. And the amount of 95-mile-an-hour fastballs has gone from like 18% to like 38% in 4 years. So I'm sorry, you cannot tell me the velocity is not up in the big leagues. I'm sorry. It's like maybe the very top throwers threw hard. So those are all the kind of things that I think of when I see that. I also wonder what's it going to take to get past 106. You know, robot ligaments. You know, some Giannis type guy out there. You know, some just huge guy that's even bigger than Chapman. I wonder how we get past 106.
When the price of admission goes up even higher to like the mid-90s and everyone, I mean, it has gone up like, you know, 10% in our lifetime, you know, can hitters keep up? At some point, is there a limitation of human reaction that they're no longer at 60 feet 6 inches going to be able to hit the ball with any regularity?
I think we've seen hitters do a couple adjustments. If you've looked around, and I'm sorry, Dennis Lynn, we are still going to write this piece, but we've been looking at how, if you think about it, other than like Confusano, who we love and is part of this piece, is the way hitters hit has become more uniform. you no longer have Craig Counsell, you know, opening up an umbrella in a phone booth. You know, like you don't have Tony Batista with the like crazy wide open stance. The old crazy stances are gone. The reason is you have no time. You know, there's no time to be wasted. So when I talk to hitters, a lot of times hitters that are taking a big step forward, they say, "Oh, I cleaned this up in the back. You know, I got tighter in the back. I had less movement in the back." And so hitters have become more uniform because they don't have any time. They have to react. Another thing that I think of is that I think that, you know, the value of, I'm going to say guessing, but anticipating, scouting reports and anticipating that has, and then using something like a Traject, which is this new hitting machine that basically, shows you, the way the there's like a hologram of the pitcher who's pitching that night delivering you the ball. And so you can kind of get the whole delivery cue and everything. So all that value goes up because you have to in order to hit 99 and also the 90 mile an hour slider, I think you have to do some measure of anticipation. Some people call it guessing, but that has a really negative connotation to it. I would say anticipating the pitch. So those are two things that I think hitters have done. Since the maximum hasn't changed that much, I do have some confidence they can continue to do so because they have improved. You know, that's enough of debate. Are hitters any better today? A lot of people say no. I say they've improved. I think they've stuck with it. I do wonder what happens if we break past 106. And I am somewhat of a component of moving the mound back to reduce some of that velo.
Yeah, I think I'd be all for that. I think most hitters would be at any level. You know, it makes me when I hear, you know, guys throwing 105. I think to myself, should I just get my kids into different sports right now? It's hard to comprehend. You know, it's hard to comprehend the mind going there. But I want to talk about your piece that you just posted in The Athletic about
one other thing.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Just real quick on that one. Because my kid's a little small and like he's going to be, you know, developing later like I did. I was puberty in high school, dude. Was one of those guys. I grew a foot in high school. Ben Joyce was the same guy.
Wow.
He was so small that he couldn't make his high school team until senior year by the time he'd grown a little bit more and he grew in college some more. So, you know, that's something that happens. You look around Little League. Right now, the guys who developed earlier are dominating. There are guys on that field that are smaller that are going to be pros, and you just don't know it yet.
It's so good. Yeah, I mean, it's all about kind of the heart and how much you put in the work, certainly. But
you know, Ben Joyce has a twin brother who throws 97 at top.
Good God. What are they feeding
so
these kids?
It's all desire, but it's desire.
It's desire,
you know,
yeah.
Twin brother. And he said all his life he just wanted to throw as hard as possible. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I wanted to ask you about your piece, and I love this. It's in The Athletic, and it's talking about it's the starters who changed teams at the deadline and then altered the way they pitch. You started off by saying, as a pitching coach, it's an exciting proposition. You get a major league quality starting pitcher who's been in a different organization. Then you get your hands in the dough, so to speak, and you go, mm-hmm. I'm watching your starts. I'm watching your pitch mix. It's all wrong. We need to do it this way. And then you obviously need buy-in from that pitcher. He's been traded to your team. You mentioned Kikuchi for the Astros is one that's changed it. Montas, Aaron Civale as well. To walk us through kind of what got you started on this and what organizations do the best at honing or maybe changing what a pitcher does.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Brewers are actually a really good example of this. I mean, one thing that is cool with what they've done with Frankie Montas and Aaron Civale is they've revisited things that those guys have done in the past. So they're not having the pitcher arrive and they'll be like, hey, we're going to have you throw a changeup you've never thrown before.
Right,
it's
right.
It's more like we were looking at your pitches, and with Civale, they're like, hey, you used to have a slider. We want to bring the slider back with a slight little tweak so that it's more different than your sweeper. And that's what he's doing now. And so he's a weird guy because the cutter is his fastball and his sweeper is a slider. So now this harder slider he's throwing is his cutter, you know? So it's that bridge pitch that kind of makes him kind of go short. He has the short cutter, the little bit longer gyro slider, and then the even longer sweeper. So he's short, medium, long. And that makes it hard for anybody to kind of be like, oh, this, that's the sweeper. That's the cutter, you know? And so it's something he'd done before, but they had a little tweak on it. With Montas, you know, it started in Oakland here. He started throwing his slider harder. And the Milwaukee's basically said for the first time, hey, don't even worry about the regular slider anymore. The one that you came up with, the one that you think is really good, don't worry about that. The cutter that you've been throwing 90 miles an hour, that's the better pitch. And so they just actually had him sort of turf a pitch that he'd been pitching forever. I like that because it's within what they've done before and it's really good. But, yeah, so I think the Brewers are good at this thing. One guy that I missed. And I should have put on there
tonight's
Martin
starter.
Perez.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
It was just like, you know, I got into it with like, oh, these guys really stood out, and to some extent, it's a bias on my part that I'm not sure it can continue at this level for Martin.
Sure.
But he has tripled his curveball usage, like tripled. And it's kind of amazing because that's never what you think of with Martin Perez. Martin Perez in the past has done little things where he's like, oh, I'm going to try this now. And he's had little bursts of success. He had some real good success in Texas. But this year, but usually what he does is up the cutter usage. That's what he did in Texas. And then he's up the changeup usage over his career. This is the first time. He's throwing the curveball 27% of the time. He was throwing it 10% of the time in Pittsburgh, and his previous high was 12 in his rookie season. So this is a whole new look for him where he's kind of a four-pitch 25%, 25%, 25% guy where it's cutter, sinker, curve, change. And I love it when I see those percentages line up that way because I think when you are truly random like that and they can't, what I was talking about earlier about anticipating, they can't really anticipate on him because now it could be any of those four pitches at any time.
He just needs to find the zone. I mean, he just lost the zone the last couple of outings, but he was so sharp his first couple.
There has been some discussion that he actually started it like the last couple of starts in Pittsburgh before
figured something
switching
out.
Organizations. But clearly Ruben Niebla, now he's a maximum repertoire guy. He's tried to add a pitch to just about everybody
other than
Yu Darvish, who already has 11 of them. But he tries to add pitches to most guys' repertoires when they get here. Now, that's usually an off-season sort of thing, but even in season, you know, Joe Musgrove has changed his, even this year, it doesn't ever stop.
I Joe Musgrove's new slider is a great example. I cannot tell you how much I love Ruben Niebla. I have never told him this. I wish I need to find him and tell him because I think he is the best pitching coach in baseball. And I think that reputation has followed him. I've had other people tell me that about him. And I think it's great. One thing I saw, I was at a conference. They showed that if you add a pitch that's very different than your other pitches, it adds value to your arsenal. But one thing that it does is, that pitch that is very different won't get swings. So it becomes very important that you command it.
Ooh.
So it's interesting you're talking about Martin Perez really upping the curveball usage. It's really important that he commands it because it's different than his other pitches. If a hitter sees that different pitch, they're more likely to not swing.
Oh.
So what he needs to do is throw that curveball in the zone.
That's well, so good.
Ruben's
Eno.
Pretty good tier one, so you may have just told him.
Yeah,
so there you go.
He listens.
Eno, appreciate it. We will talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
All right, thanks, guys.
Smart Baseball with Eno Saris, brought to you by 7 Mile Casino. Really good stuff, as always. Your new man crush coming up next.
Yes, Trevor Plouffe.
Trevor Plouffe.
Excited.
Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Coe, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.